Again, thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. So today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Sukumar Gaura Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 5.14.29 onwards. So before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over call to Mataji, who is giving the introduction.
Induleka Mataji.
Indulika Mataji.
Thank you.
You can take
over.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Tiffany Mataji is on a short break, so I'll be giving the introduction today for His Grace Sukumar Gaura Prabhu. Thank you all for joining. His Grace Sukumar Gaura Prabhuji was born in Maharashtra, India in 1980. He was brought up in a social background where spirituality was often questioned, and later he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God's creations. He passed College of Engineering Pune in Mechanical Engineering in 2003 and came in touch with devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness then. He found all his questions answered in the books of Srila Prabhupada. And as a student of MBA finance, he studied Srila Prabhupada's books and became a sincere practitioner. He joined the NCDEX, or the National Commodities and Derivatives Exchange, Mumbai, as an assistant manager and worked for 3 years. Later, he took on a 2-year brahmachari training course in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, Mumbai, and was initiated into the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2010. He was in the youth preaching department and was in the seva of guiding the youth. He always wanted to share his joy of Krishna consciousness with the youth of India. So he gave up his job and decided to help the misguided youth by helping them understand the message of Bhagavad Gita. He joined ISKCON Chowpatty as a resident in 2009, and later he was posted to ISKCON Nasik Temple. He is serving as a youth counselor in various colleges of Nasik. He conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining us and giving us your very valuable association. Mataji, please take over. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all of you. And we are really fortunate to have you on the call, Prabhuji, to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time. You can please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So we will start with Mangalacharan. ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text Number 29. So this is a prose format, so we won't be able to sing it. We'll directly read the translation and purport given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The personal weapon used by Lord Krishna, the disc, is called Hari Chakra. The disc of Hari. The chakra is the wheel of time. It expands from the beginning of the atom up to the time of Brahma's death. And it controls all activity. It is always revolving and spending the lives of the living entities from Lord Brahma down to an insignificant blade of grass. Thus one changes from infancy to childhood to youth and maturity. And thus one approaches the end of life. It is impossible to check this wheel of time. The wheel is very exacting because it is the personal weapon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes the conditioned soul, fearing the approach of death, wants to worship someone who can save him from imminent death. Yet he does not care for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose weapon is the indefatigable time factor. The conditioned soul instead takes shelter of man-made God. Described in unauthorized scripture. Such gods are like buzzards, vultures, herons, and crows. Vedic scriptures do not refer to them. Imminent death is like the attack of a lion, and neither vultures, buzzards, crow, nor herons can save one from such attack. One who takes shelter of unauthorized men, man-made gods, cannot be saved from the clutches of death. Offered by Srila Prabhupada. It is stated, Harim Vina Mrityum Nataranti. No one can save himself from the cruel hands of death without being favored by Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Mami Vaye Prapadyante Maya Mitam Tarantite. Whoever fully surrenders unto Krishna can be saved from the cruel hands of material nature. The conditioned soul, however, sometimes wants to take shelter of demigods, man-made gods, pseudo-incarnation, or bogus swamis or yogis. All these cheaters claim to follow religious principles, and all this has become very popular in the age of Kali. There are many Pashandis who, without referring to the Shastra, pose themselves as incarnation, and foolish people follow them. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has left behind him Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Not referring to these authorized scriptures, rascals take shelter of man-made scriptures and try to compete with Lord Krishna. That is the greatest difficulty one encounters when trying to promote spiritual consciousness in human society. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to bring people back to Krishna consciousness in its pure form. But the Pashandis and the atheists were cheaters and so numerous that sometimes we become perplexed and wonder how to push this movement forward. In any case, we cannot accept the unauthorized way of so-called incarnations, gods, cheaters, and bluffers, who are described here as crows, vultures, buzzards, and herons. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all devotees for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. I'm so grateful to all of you for allowing me to make a presentation on Srimad Bhagavat, 5th Canto. So this chapter is the continuation of the last chapter, chapter number 13. 13th chapter is here now explained in a greater detail. The 13th chapter explains that the merchant who has entered this forest of material enjoyment. Now, why he has entered? He has entered to acquire goods in order to sell them and earn profit. So, the 13th chapter, which has the 16th shloka, has two parts, part A and part B. So, the first part indicates that he takes shelter when he's in the forest, that merchant takes shelter of creepers and desires to enjoy the chirping of the birds hiding in the creepers. So these creepers and the birds' hidings are compared to the embrace of his wife's arm. And what is the effect when he enters that embrace or enters that creepers? The effect is that he loses his discrimination and knowledge of the life school. And then what are the birds compared to? They're compared to the talking of the wife and the kids. And he becomes captivated by the talk, glances, and the activities of wife and children. And thus he throws himself by his own desires to enjoy the forest of material enjoyment. He himself enters deeper and deeper into the forest of material existence. Now in the part B, it is indicating that when he enters the forest, then he hears the roaring of the lion. And when he hears the roaring of the lion, he is afraid. And he tries to save himself by making friends with cranes, herons, and vultures. Now, who is the lion compared to? The lion is compared to the time factor. Once the lion attack any entity, may he be a elephant or a any kind of vulture, heron, or any crane, nobody is able to sustain it before the attack of the lion. So the roaring of the lion is compared to the Lord's weapon, that is the Kala Chakra, the Hari Chakra, that is the time. Now, what is the power of this chakra? By its movement, by its every movement, it is reducing the time of all the jivas, right from the ant to Lord Brahma, from a kshana to the dviparara, that is the comparison that is been made in the shloka. Now, those who understand the power of the chakra but don't understand whom the chakra belongs to or whom the time belongs to, then they take the shelter of the imposters or man-made gods, and who are like vultures, that compared here to vultures, and they cannot save him from the imminent death. So, one of the points that Srila Prabhupada highlights here is the power of time and how time is one of the energies of Lord Shri Krishna. That is one of the points that Prabhupada is highlighting. Time controls everything. It controls absolutely everything, right from Brahmaloka down to the Pataloka, all the 14 planetary systems. Every entity is under the control of time. So, why can't the Jiva understand the reality? So, Gajendra in his prayers, he is saying, Sarvendriya Guna Drishte Sarva Pratyaya Hetave Asat Chayaya Uktaya Sat Abhasaya Te Namaha. So, very wonderful word that he is using here is Sarva Pratyaya Hetave. What is Sarva Pratyaya Hetave? Hetu. Hetu means purpose. Sarva Pratyaya Hetave, Srila Prabhupada translates, is one who is solution to all the doubts. All doubts, each and every doubt, starting from why I am here and what I have to do in life. So, solution to all doubts mean that a person, what is a doubt? Doubt means that he's not able to discriminate whether I should do this or not or whatever. Here, he's confused state. And Prabhupada again goes further and translates Sarva Pratyaya Hetave as without whose help one cannot solve all doubts and inabilities. Neither your doubts will be solved, neither will you have the ability to overcome the doubts and reach a state of clarity. Without whose help, you cannot do that. And who is that? That is the Paramatma or Lord Krishna, who helps us come out of all the inabilities and doubts. Asat chayaya uktaya. And because of the Paramatma feature, the asat appears to be real. Asat chayaya uktaya. Sat abhasayate nabha. Because of him, that appears real, and to the person who creates this illusion, to that person I offer my humble obeisances, my repeated obeisances. So he's saying that, my dear Lord, you are the observer of all the objective of the senses, and without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving any problem or any doubt. This material world is a shadow. But because of your presence in this material world, it gives a glimpse of reality. It makes this unreal world realistic because of the presence of in the Paramatma. Just like if we have a hand and if we put a glow on the hand, and if I move the hand, then the glow will also move. But for the movement of the glow, the hand is important. Without hand, the glow will not move. Similarly, without the Paramatma, nothing in this material world will be able to function. Now, what is the last word in discrimination? That also Gajendra gives in his prayers. Nisheda shesho jayatad ashesha. All glories to him who is unlimited. Nisheda. Nisheda means what? He is the last word in discrimination. Means if I consider all bands, and he says, what is the last word? It is Krishna. This is what realization, to this realization Gajendra has come. And the same realization is presented by all others also. Just like 7723, Prahlad Maharaj is saying to his friends, Dehastu sarvo sangato jagat tastur ivadvidha atreja mriga purusho niti niti iti atyajan. Prahlad Maharaj is saying to his friends that is made up of five elements and subtle elements also. But within this body, however, there is a spirit soul. One must find the spirit soul by analysis, by saying niti, niti, not this, not this, and must come to the conclusion that matter is different and spirit is different. So after seeing these two examples, we have come to a point that the goal, point number one is that Prabhupada wants to focus that the goal of life is to reach Krishna. Okay, now for reaching Krishna, we may be on any other, we may be on some platform, we may be on some level. To reach Krishna, we may have to cross so many other levels also. So we need time for that. Now, since we are sadhaka, we need time to get trained, and alongside we have to do our regular duties also. Now, you, what use of time does a sadhaka does? How he uses his time? Or what is the benefit that he gets from time, and how is a siddha spending his time? Now we'll be discussing on these two points, siddha versus a sadhaka. Okay. Now we know that time is the energy of Lord. This we have understood through these two great devotees, pure devotees of Lord Gajendra and Prahlad Maharaj. But this time has a certain quality. Dehinusmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatranumiyati. Means according to the time, time frame, the body is created, body is maintained, and body tatha dehantara, it is destroyed also. Dehantara means death, that body is finished. That means time has what? Three factors. It has same qualities of creation, maintenance and destruction, which the Lord, the Supreme Lord Krishna himself does. He creates himself, he maintains through somebody, and he destroys through somebody. So all these three factors we have seen through this one shloka that they are present in time. But time lacks one quality of Krishna. What is that? Time doesn't have the power to take away ignorance. And this is exactly what our Gajendra in 8.325 is pointing out. Jiji vishe naham amuya kim antar bahish avrita ibha yoni. Ibha is an elephant. Yoni means he has taken the body of elephant, he's saying. Antar bahish avrita. I am covered from inside and outside both ways. Ichami kale na yasya viplava tasyatma loka avranasya moham. I am covered internally and externally by the avaran of moha. What is the covering he is speaking of? The covering of moha, the covering of illusion that he is facing. The main thing that he is pointing towards is the ignorance that he has been covered with. So he is saying in the shloka that I don't want to live anymore. After I am released from the attack of crocodile, I don't want to live. What is the use of this elephant body which is internally and externally covered by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from this covering of ignorance so that I can face reality as it is. I can come face to face with the reality. So the point is, till this covering of ignorance is not broken, most of the time devotees keep on asking this question, why do I commit the same mistakes again and again? It is because the covering of ignorance has not broken completely. It is as simple as that. And he is saying that the covering is not destroyed by your powerful time, my dear Lord. As you have said, that I am the time. But that covering is not broken by the power of time. Jiji Vishya. Jiji Vishya means what? I wish to live no longer. Iha, in this life. almost neither in the next life. Neither, even if you save me from the dangerous situation, I don't desire to live anymore. But Krishna is saying, I am the Kal Baba. Why do you worry so much? I can increase your span of life. Why don't you want to live? Are you frustrated with your life just because you're going through such a devastating problem? He says, no, King, what is the use of getting another body or a happy body or a sad body or a thin body or a fat body? Then the Lord is asking, what's the problem? What's the problem with not him? He's saying, my dear Lord, till antar bahish avrata, till the time I am covered by this ignorance internally and externally, I will have to keep on taking body after body and keep on dying. Okay, now you tell me, what should I do for you? The Lord is asking you. Ichhami, I desire what? Kalena. You do what your Kal Shakti can't do. Now the Lord is trying to play with him. He's asking, oh, what can't my Kal Shakti do? He says, na viplava. It cannot annihilate. Avaranasya. The avaran of ignorance, it cannot break it down. After millions and millions and millions of birth, it cannot break the covering of ignorance. And till the time the covering of ignorance is having its cover over the jiva cannot realize you. It is as simple as that. And the same conclusion, 7728, Prahlad Maharaj is giving how to overcome this ignorance. He's saying, Tasmat bhavabdi kartavyam karmanam trigunatmakam bija nirharanam yoga prayopa paramo dhya. He's saying to his friend that, my dear friends, my dear sons of demons, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness. They are asking, why? Why should we take to Krishna consciousness? It's time to enjoy. Bija nirharanam yoga. It can burn the seeds of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of nature. Okay, and what else will it do? It will also stop the flow of intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming and sleep. So in short, he's saying if one takes to Krishna consciousness, his ignorance will be dissipated. So that is the only way the acharyas are suggesting. So the main problem is in proper utilization of our time is we are covered with ignorance and hence we do the same mistakes again and again. Okay, now point two. Now, how does a sadhaka spend his time? As a sadhaka, we have to spend our time hearing about Krishna, by which, just like taking to Krishna consciousness, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, by taking which we can break the covering of ignorance and soon we can realize Krishna, we can see Krishna face to face. Now, apart from the above three facets of creation, maintenance, destruction, which time has, there are also other facets which Bhagavatam describe. Just like, for example, if you use your time, you can become expert in anything and everything. Na kartavyam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala sayogam swabhavastu pravartati. If you keep on doing any activity repeatedly, it will become your swabhava. And that swabhava will cause either you to rise or you to fall. 5.14, Krishna makes it very clear. Swabhava is the reason. Krishna is saying, I will not take responsibility. Someone is committing suicide, someone is doing some wrong thing. No, he has been repeating that activity over a period of time and as it has become his swabhava, it has become his nature. It is not my fault. In any ways, 5.14, Krishna makes it very clear. Swabhavastu pravartate, his swabhava is the reason for all his problems. So the embodied being who is this master of the city does not create activity, nor does he induce other people. Krishna is not inducing. These are been done by the modes of the material nature. Now, the mode in which a person stays for a longer time, those qualities will automatically be developed in him. And that becomes his swabhava. So how to change the quality? Change your association automatically. The qualities will change. Just like Valmiki Rishi, when he was a child, he was taken away by his mother went for bathing. He was kept on the river bank, and some people, hunter, they thought he's alone. They took him and he stayed with them and he became a hunter. Later, when he changed his association, Narad Muni, again he became a pure devotee of the Lord. He was a Brahmana by birth. So according to your association, you can change your qualities. That's it. So according to the association, we can change our internal structure also. So this is one thing, that by using your time, we can become expert in any activity. Fault finding, you practice, use your time with fault finding with devotees, you will become expert in it. Shishupal used each and every moment of his to find faults in the person who is faultless. He became expert. So Vavastu Pravartate, so he made Swabhav by repeatedly using his time to criticize Krishna. He became number one. Pandavas did the exact opposite. They used every moment in remembering Krishna, and hence they found Krishna with them every time, every now and then. Second, time gives you experience, good and bad. Just like the Pandavas who were in forest. Bhima, when he was in forest carrying his four brothers and mother on one side, he's running after the Lakshagriha episode, running the entire night. They are sleeping and he's awake the entire night. And there is what he gets the experience of Hidimba coming, and she is proposing him to marry. He gets an experience. In the same episode continuation, the Pandavas marry Draupadi. They have an experience of marrying the most beautiful girl in the entire creation. And then the Yaksha Samvad, they have experience of all the four brothers dying. So time gives you experience, good and bad, both experience. Draupadi had to go through so much of experience of insult in the Asat Sabha. She was being tried to harass by Kichak, Jayadrath. She had to go through all experiences in her life as the time passed on. So time gives experience. Third, time helps us ease down this good and bad memories. It has the time factor. If you don't hold grudge and allow the time to pass, time will heal that also. Just like in Chaman Rishi and Sukanya's case, she made a mistake. Her father handed over to that old Rishi. So she was not holding grudge against her father, neither against Chaman Rishi. She said, okay, whatever time decides, I'm ready to do that. And hence she served Chaman Rishi. And then Chaman Rishi fulfills all her desires. He becomes young for her, and then he is able to fulfill all her desires. Fourth thing, time, when you don't find any reason behind a particular event that is happening in your life, whom to blame? Because ego is the thing, he needs somebody to blame. That is, without that, he won't be able to settle down. That ego factor will not settle down. And this answer is given to us by Bhishma Dev in first canto, 9th chapter, shloka number 12, 13 and 14. 1, 9, 12, 13, 14. Bhishma Dev is saying this to the Pandavas. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yad yuyam dharma nandana, jivitum nar atam klishtam, vipra dharma achyutashri. Aho kashtam, oh, how can it be? Aho anyayam. They are going through so much of pain and so much of anyaya. Yad yuyam dharmanandana, even after Yudhishthira being dharmanandana, the son of the demigod Dharma. But since you have taken ashray of vipra, dharma and achyuta, that is why you are saved. That is what he is saying. Then he is saying, samstite atirate pandu pritha bala prajavadu yushmat krite bahun klesham. Your mother suffered so much of klesh. Your wife suffered so much of klesh. Your father, Pandumara, suffered so much of klesh. Prapta toka vati mo. This is the 13th shloka. Samstite tirte atirathe pandu. He is saying your father was atirathi pandu. Pritha bala praja vadu. And your mother Pritha, she was carrying bala praja, all five of you. Yushmat krite bahun kleshan. Oh, she suffered so much of klesha. He was feeling bad for whom? For Kunti Maharani. Because why? She had suffered so much of klesha. She had suffered so much of pain and miseries. Prapta toka vati muh. And not one, continuously move again and again, again and again. Oh, then the Pandava was asking, so whom should we blame? Who? Is it Krishna who is going, allowing us to go through this? Or whom should we blame? And then in the next shloka, he is saying, in the 14th shloka is saying, Sarvam kalakritam manye bhavatam cha yad apriyam sa palo yad vashe loko vayuriva ghanavali. He is saying that, oh, in my opinion, all this is due to the, here it is, yeah. And so he's saying, in my opinion, this is all due to the inevitable time under whose control everyone in every planet is carried. How is carried? Vayu riva ghanavali. Just like the wind carries the cloud, everybody is carried by the flow of the wind. Every cloud is carried by the flow of the wind. So every person is exclusively always under the control of time. So that is what he is saying here. And in the 15th shloka, he is saying, in the next shloka, he is saying, Yatra dharma suto raja tada pane prukodarah Krishna asti gandivam chapam surit Krishna stata vipat. How is it possible? When Krishna is your sakha, surit, when there is Gandivdhari Arjun, where there is Dharma Suto Raja, where there is Yudhishthir, who is himself the personification of Dharma, Gadapanir Vrikodara, where there is Bhima, who is Vrikodara, who is so powerful. Oh, but see how wonderful is the influence of time. Now, please understand, Bhishma Dev is not seeing time as cruel. Look at the word that Prabhupada has used in the translation. How wonderful. He is saying how wonderful is the influence of this inevitable time. He is not cursing time. Oh, this time is so bad. He is saying, oh, how wonderful is this time, the influence of time. It is irreversible. No one can irreverse it. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the life of all you four, five brothers who have such great powers? Forget about your powers. The Supreme Lord is personally your well-wisher. Even after Him being your well-wisher, Tata Vipat, how have the reverses come upon you? That is why He is saying, oh, this is surely coming according to the inevitable factor of time. So time is the factor which has brought about these reverses in your life. So here we have to focus on this word wonderful. Why wonderful? Because Krishna, in spite of Krishna being the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas, they were going through this crisis. Why? Because Krishna had some plan for the Pandavas, and through the Pandavas, He had some plan for all of us. So here we have to make sure that Krishna, we being connected to Krishna, doesn't mean that there will be no more reverses in our life. No, there will be reversals in our life, and we have to face them by taking Krishna help every now and then, just like the Pandavas did. For every small thing, they used to ask Krishna. So it is not helplessness. When we feel this is helplessness, only when we feel that we can do something on our own, that is the time we feel, oh, why it is such an helpless. No, we are already helpless. Look at the body, it's functioning. The pain, the situations that are coming in life, it in itself is speaking so loudly that we cannot handle all situations in our life. So Krishna only interferes in the flow of time only when there is emergency, just like He did this in the case of Parikshit Maharaj, because it was His plan to bring forth Srimad Bhagavatam before the world in the through Parikshit Maharaj. That is why He interfered directly. So it is not that Krishna won't interfere directly. So Krishna, we saw, hasn't also intervened in the Devasura Sangram. He says, no, you go and make friendship with the Danavas and the Daityas. So Indra has to go and shake hands with Bali Maharaj. Krishna didn't interfere. He said, I cannot do anything. The time is not in your favor. You have to wait for the time to change. That is what He said. The fifth point is, time causes social distinction. Time is the cause of social dissension. 1828, Kunti Maharani is saying, Manye Tvam Kalamishanam. This is 1828. Manye Tvam Kalamishanam Anadi Nidanam Vibhum Samam Charanti Sarvatra Bhutanam Yam Mithakali. She is saying, oh my Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time. She says, I know you are the eternal time, the supreme controller without beginning and end. And is the time partial? No, she is saying, here she is saying, samam charanti, the kal is samam. It is not that it is pleasurable for devotees and painful for the demons. No, samam charanti, accordingly. Charantam means it is distributing the karma equally, accordingly to the past of every bhutanam, every living entity. And since each and every living entity has some mitha, there is some intersection in this past life. That is what is causing kalaha, kalihi, dissension in this life. Because there has been intercourse, there has been interaction in the past life, and that is causing kalaha, kali, dissension in this life. And time is only what? He is just a carrier. He is not the one who brings that. He is just the carrier of the event. Why? Because bhutanam yat mitakali, in the past life there was some intercourse, there was some interaction that has happened amongst the living entities, and the reaction has been brought forward just by the time. So she is saying time causes social dissension also. So whatever we see right now that is happening in the world, the cause of it is time. Because there has been certain interactions that have taken place in the previous times, and that is what time is bringing forth right now. And people have to go through their own quota of suffering. So who is the cause? She's saying time is the cause. Okay. And the same thing we can see in the start of seventh canto also, where how time influences the three modes, and the three modes will generate a certain kind of population, and that population according to the time factor and the modes of nature will be good or bad, that will cause happiness or havoc in the society. So seventh canto chapter one also says the same thing. Now what's the solution for all the sadhakas to deal with this crisis or difficulties where we have no hope and we want hope in difficult times? 115, 27 and 28, Arjuna is saying, desha kalartha yuktani rittapo shashmani cha haranti smarantas chittam govinda abhibhatani. He's saying in 115:27, he's saying, oh, now what is this time? Arjuna has been seeing that Krishna has already departed, and he has faced a serious failure. Yes, this is the shloka. And serious failure because he was told to bring the wives of Krishna, and they were stolen, and he's totally lost his hope. He feels, am I the same Arjuna who has defeated so many? And he becomes completely hopeless and morose. And that is the time he's saying that now I am attracted to the instructions that are imparted to me by Govinda. Desha kal arth yuktani rit tapa upashamani. Rit tapa means what? My heart is burning. So what will upashamani, what will extinguish this tap? He says, what will extinguish haranti? What will take away this tap? He is saying, smaranta chittam govinda. Smaranti chittam means I am remembering the abhihitani, the narrations that were narrated to me by Govinda, the Supreme Lord. That means he is remembering Gita, and just by remembering the instructions of Krishna, all the tap that has been created by the time, desha kal, time again, space, time, which creates disturbances, that will be taken away from my mind by remembering the instructions of Lord Krishna. Why? In the next shloka he is saying, because they are impregnated by the power of reliving the burning heart in all space and time. Why? Because they have the power of relieving the pain. Because those instructions carry the power of relieving the burning heart in all circumstances. And second shloka here we see, he's saying, evam chintayato Jishnu. Jishnu is of the Supreme Personality, Krishna. Krishna pada saroruham sauhardena atigadena shanta asit vimalha mati. And when he remembered chintayati, when he remembered the instructions of Krishna, Jishnu, what happened? Atigadena. He remembered his deep friendship in his intimacy with Lord Krishna, and automatically what happened? Asit, pacified, vimala, all the contamination that were present in his mind, mati, all became erased just by remembering the instructions. So this is what a sadhaka has to do when he has been forced by the circumstances that he is facing in his life in due course of time. When time has brought this, he should remember the instructions of Krishna and get the strength to handle the situation and deal with the situation. So this is the solution that has been given. And we see in life of our own Srila Prabhupada, he was reading his own books. Why? Because he understood that these instructions are given to me by Krishna. Krishna is personally dictated to them. And that is why he was reading his own books. Because he could get that strength by reading the instructions of Lord Krishna. Now, till now we saw that how sadhakas are forced to deal by the time with their own karmas and what is the solution. Now let's have a look at how the siddhas deal with their time. Let's take some few examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. First is Narad Muni. Narad Muni 1:6:26. This is the famous shloka, we have heard it so many times. Narad Muni, when he gets a glimpse of Lord's darshan, and that creates so much of hankering, that beauty and that sweetness which he has tasted after going through the 14-step process. He tastes the sweetness of the Lord for just a few seconds, and that creates such a deep hankering in his mind. And the Lord said that you won't be able to see me in this life. Yeah, this is the shloka. You won't be able to see me in this life. You have to wait for this life to get over, and then you can join me in my eternal leela. So till then, what to do? Till then, what to do? Namani anantasya hatatripa pathan. What was he doing? Namani was chanting the names of whom? Anantasya, the unlimited Lord. And what was happening? And how he was doing is hatatripa. Hatatripa means free of all formalities. Who is saying what? Who is laughing? And who is saying anything about my chanting is not worried. Pathan, he was constantly reciting and repeatedly reading the books. Guyani badrani kritani chasmara. He was remembering the mysterious and all benefactory activities of the Supreme Personality of the Lord. You are sitting in one place and just remembering. So see, this is life of Narad Muni. So it is not necessary that every time you have to do some physical activity. Namani, just sit and chant. Smarani, just remember the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. Smaran. And in case if you have strength, Gampariyatan, do go to Tirthayatra, Gampariyatan. You go from one place to another where the Lord has performed his pastimes. But how? Tushtamana, fully satisfied. Gatasriya, completely freed from material desires. And doing all this, what you do? Kalam Pratiksha. You just wait for the ripe time to come, where the Lord will come and take you. Vimudha vimatsara, without being proud, oh see, I have now got completely purified. Vimatsara, without having any envy to any other living entity. This is how he is spending his time. Narad Muni is waiting for his time, and by the time he is waiting, he is just namani anantasya, he is patan, he is reading, smaran, he is constantly remembering, he is paryatan, he is going from one tirtha place to another tirtha place. Fully satisfied, humble and envious, he is doing that. Okay, let's take another example. What is Prahlad Maharaj doing? 7:7:34. What is Prahlad Maharaj doing? Nishamya karmani gunan atulyan viryan lila tanubhikritani. So he is saying that when I got completely purified after hearing for such a long time from my Guru Maharaj, nishamya karmani gunan atulyan, hearing about the atulyan, uncommon activities, viryan. Viryan is powerful. Lina tanubhi, the different pastimes of the Lord. What was he doing? Kritani yad ati harsha. Sometimes his voice was in such great jubilation. Utpulak, horripilation, ashru, tears were falling. Gadgada, his voice was faltering. Protkantha. Udgayati, sometimes he was chanting loudly, Hare Krishna. Rauti, he was crying. Drittiti, he was dancing. This is what he was doing. When he could experience Krishna every single moment, this is what he was doing. And in the next shloka, what was he doing? Yada graha grasta iva kvachit dashnya atra dante dhyayati vandate janam Muhushvasan Vakti Hare Jagatpate Narayaneti Atma Matir Gatatripaha. He is saying, what happened to me was like a Graha Grasta. Graha Grasta, here is the word Mataji is highlighting. Haunted by a ghost. I was acting like I was haunted by a ghost. Hasanti, I was laughing. Akradnati, I was loudly crying. Dhyayati, I was meditating. Vandati, I was offering obeisances. Janam, to anybody and everybody. muhu constantly. And what happened when I used to offer obeisances and I used to chant the names of Lord Shwasan, I used to breathe heavily because there was so much of happiness because I was able to respect every single living entity. Oh, how? Hare Jagatpate, I was able to see the connection of every living entity with the Supreme Lord. Iti Atmamati, I was constantly absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Lord. How? Gata Tripa, without shame. When I was crying loudly, when I was offering obeisances to anybody and everybody, without shame I was doing because I could see Krishna everywhere. People used to say, Grahagrastha, are you haunted by a ghost? That is how he was spending his time, careless of the social etiquettes, loudly chanting like a madman. Then we have third example. We have Vritrasur, 6.11.26, the most famous four shlokas of Vritrasur, 6.11.26. Ajata paksha imamataram khaga stanyam yathavat saratak shudartha. Priyam priyeva vishitam vishannam manoravinda chatitrikshate tvam. Three analogies is given. Oh, my dear Lord, in this body of a demon, in this battlefield, I am waiting for you. I don't want to stay here. Why? How am I waiting? I am waiting just like a baby bird who has not developed his wing, is looking for his mother who will feed him. Then he feels that, oh, this is like very limited analogy. Okay, I'm waiting like a small calf who is anxiously waiting for his mother to feed him with the milk. Now, what happens when the calf is hungry? He's crying, crying, crying for his mother. But as soon as his belly is fed up, he runs here and there and is happy and is eat, then nothing to do till the next time he feels like having his meal again. And he feels, oh, no, this is also limited. And he says, Priyam Priyeva Vyushitam Vishannam. Just like a wife who is waiting for a husband, Vyushitam, who is far away from his home. How is she? Vishanna, she is morose, mana, inner mind. Similarly, my dear Lord, I am also Vishanna, morose in my mind. Arvindaksha Tridikshate, because I want to see you, O lotus eyed Lord. I am eagerly waiting for your darshan. I'm eagerly yearning for that opportunity to render direct service to you. Mano Arvindaksha Didikshate Tvam. I want to see you, my Lord. That is how he is spending his time, even on the battlefield. He is spending his time like that. That is why what Prabhupada has given us is exactly from the 10th canto, Prabhupada, when Lord Krishna is in Dwarka, exactly what format he followed. Starting from his waking up time to the time he slept, that same pattern Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna used to wake up, used to take bath, get ready, and he used to meditate on himself. So meditate. What is meditation for us? We are chanting Hare Krishna. Then he used to offer gifts to the Brahmana. So that means doing your daily activities. And then he used to hear from the great sages in his sabha. That is what we do when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam class. And then he used to go for his work. Do the whole day's work, come at the end of the day, spend time with his family, take a rest, morning again, same schedule. That same thing Prabhupada has given us. Chant your 16 rounds in the morning, hear Srimad Bhagavatam from your Guru Maharaj or senior devotees, and proceed for your work. Do your work and spend your evening time with your family. Distribute charity, do katha, do satsang. That is also charity, charity of knowledge. That is how we have to spend our times. How is Mother Yashoda spending her time? Yani yani hi gitani 10.9.1. 9th chapter, 1st shloka, 10th canto. Yani yani hi gitani tadbala charitani dadi nirmantane kale smaranti tanya agayataha. 10.9.1. She is saying yani yani hi gitani. When she was churning, she used to remember the childish activities of Krishna. And in her own way, she composed her own songs. Oh, yesterday he killed Putna. Oh, that then he killed him. And then he killed Trinavarta, and then he killed him. And he's chanting the, and she's chanting the glories. Yani yani hi gitani, the bala charitani. The bala charitra which Lord Krishna displayed before his mother. Smaranti tanya agayata. Remembering that activity, she is agayata. She is continuously chanting. When? Dadi nirmanthane. It is so simple. Dadi nirmanthane means she is doing her daily chores. అండ్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ దట్ డైలీ షోర్స్ హౌ ఈస్ షీ స్పెండింగ్ ద టైం తద్ బాల చరితాని కాల్ అట్ దట్ టైం వెన్ షీ వాజ్ డూయింగ్ అ డైలీ షోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దది నిర్మంత్ అని ఓ బాల గీతాని షీ వాజ్ సింగింగ్ సాంగ్స్ సో ఈజీ డివోషనల్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇస్ సో ఈజీ సింగ్ అబౌట్ వాట్ తద్ బాల చరితాని స్పెండ్ యువర్ టైమ్ సింగింగ్ డాన్సింగ్ వాట్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ స్మరంతి రిమెంబరింగ్ యర్ కర్మ అంతర్ ఇన్ అదర్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ అఫేర్స్ ఆల్సో వాట్ వాస్ షీ జస్ట్ రిమెంబరింగ్ కృష్ణ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద గోపీస్ ఆర్ యూజింగ్ ద టైమ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ డీప్ మేనర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ బిజీ రిమెంబరింగ్ కృష్ణ నౌ వి సో హౌ సాధక స్పెండ్ హ్యావ్ టు స్పెండ్ ద టైమ్ డీలింగ్ విత్ దర్ కర్మ అండ్ ద సిద్ధాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ హు హ్యావ్ డన్ విత్ దర్ కర్మాస్ ఆర్ రిమెంబరింగ్ కృష్ణ బై యూజింగ్ ద టైమ్ to smaranti gayanti nrityanti so for sadhaka sense enjoyment is very easy and natural but remembering krishna is austerity for siddha remembering krishna is natural and sense enjoyment is austerity so is there any other way by which both of them can have one single medicine and get rid of their whatever pains they have for sadhaka it is his sense enjoyment propensity and for siddha it is his deep separation from krishna Yes, there is. Acharya says that is the Krishna Katha. The Krishna's dealing with the gopis, the Vrajavadus, and that is where we have this Katyani Vrat in this month, or the Rasa Panchatya that comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 29 to 33 chapter. This Rasa Panchatya, just like we have five airs in our body, which control the entire body, these five chapters are considered to be the five pranas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the five life airs of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They control the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the power of this Rasa Panchatya. So the Rasa Panchatya, first chapter, first word starts with Bhagwan. And 33rd chapter ends with Bhagavat Priya. So what is Rasa Panchatya? The Acharya says Rasa Panchatya is nothing but the reciprocation of the Lord with his Priyas, his beloved devotees, the Gopikas. So devotees are, oh, Krishna only does Rasleela with Gopikas? No. Even in this material world, he does Rasleela with every living entity. I was hearing to His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. He was saying Krishna expanded for each Gopi in an individual form. Similarly, Krishna has expanded himself as the Paramatma for each and every single living entity. He is doing his Rasleela with that. Rasleela Krishna can perform anywhere. Rasleela is happening, Prabhupada is writing, Rasleela is happening between Bhishma and Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Shooting arrows, Bhishma, and Prabhupada is writing, this is amorous pastime. Now, what amorous is here? Blood is coming out and it is tearing the body of Lord Krishna. What is amorous? But for that, we have to have that developed power. And this Rasleela is for those who have developed that deep sentiments for Lord Krishna. Now, somebody may ask, what is the need for Krishna to do all this where people cannot understand? Rasleela, why should Krishna? Because anyways, people are shouting, your God is like this, your God is like this. So, now we have to understand why this is important for sadhakas and siddhas also. How does a wise man spend his time? Madhyanna stri prasangena, ratra chaura prasangena, kalo gacchanti dhimata. He's spending his time what? Remembering Krishna all the while. What is the purpose of performing this Rasa Leela? So, 10:30 to 2, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad makes it very clear why Krishna performed this Rasleela. 10:30 to 2. So he's saying, Pitambara Dharashvagri Shragvi Sakana Manmatha Manmatha. 10:30 to 2, yes. Tasmat Avirbhut Shauri. Shauri is Lord Krishna. Smayamana. Smayamana means his smiling face. Ambuja. Ambuja is lotus like. Pitambara Dhara. He came wearing the Pitambara Vastra. Shrakvi. Shrakvi is wearing flower garland. Sakshat. And when he appeared there, how was he looking like? Manmatha, Manmatha. He was appearing as if he was bewildering the mind of the bewilder of every living entity, that is Cupid. So Vishwana Chakravarti Pad makes it very clear why this Rasa Leela done is because he wanted to bewilder the Manmat. Manmat is what? Cupid, who churns the mind of the ordinary Jiva. And Krishna wanted to Manmata. He wanted to bewilder the bewilderer of the minds of the ordinary people, because he was very proud. He wanted to crush the pride of Cupid, was harassing every living entity, because he had become proud that, see, even Lord Brahma was running behind his daughter. Lord Shiva was running behind Mohini Murthy. Oh, it was me who made them do this. I am so powerful. So to break the pride of Manmatha Cupid, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is writing that Krishna created or performed this Rasa Leela. In the material world, material lust is also considered as one of the rulers, one of the kings. And what is the currency of this Kamadev Manmath? The Stri Mudra. Stri Mudra means the various expressions that a man and a woman, they enjoy through each other's action. That is the Mudra. And especially man is attracted to the Stri Mudra, the feminine characteristics of a woman. And those who don't follow the rules of this Manmath, they are severely punished by this king called lust. So the materialist people are saying, "Arey, why you are running? He is anyways punishing. So let's enjoy. Exchange it with the currency of Stri Mudra. Association with the opposite gender. Let's exchange. Let's enjoy. Anyways, he is going to punish if you don't follow him." So to overcome this material lust, we need spiritual lust. And where will we get the spiritual lust? We will get that in exchange of rasa. We will get this exchange of rasa with Krishna only when we are able to satisfy Krishna to the best of our extent. That is the time when Krishna will give us that rasa, which will completely evaporate the material lust in our minds. So we see in this Rasa Panchayat, when Krishna played the flute, all the gopis came running to each other and there. And they thought that only Krishna is calling me. And when they started running, they saw so many are coming. Why? They thought only Krishna has called me. So they were walking as if nothing has happened, just to show that they didn't want to show others that I have been called by Krishna. They were just like, "Oh, I'm going towards the forest in the middle of the night." They didn't want to disclose their emotions to each other. But when they met in the forest, they understood that, "Oh, everybody has come here for Krishna." So 10:29:9. They were facing external separation. Some of the gopis, they were facing external separation due to their relatives. What did they do? The relatives didn't allow them because they were running out of their home. So they caught hold of them. So what were they doing? They sat down inside their house and turned inwards to experience the union with Krishna. And when Sukadeva Goswami said this, that they were experiencing union with Krishna because they had lust in their mind. So the sages, they said, how is it that these gopis who had lust in their mind are the topmost devotees of Krishna? How can they achieve Krishna by lust? And the same thing that is repeated in the seventh canto is also repeated in this chapter. They say that just like Shishupal, out of his envy, comes out of his bhayad, bhayad kamso. Out of his fear, the emotion of fear, he was so overpowered and he was focused towards Krishna, he achieved Krishna. Similarly, the gopis focused their lust on Krishna and they achieved Krishna. Now, in the 29th chapter, 10th shloka, Anur Api Adharma, they are saying Krishna stole their mind. Since he desired... Since he desired that no... Why did Krishna steal their mind? Because he desired that no material lust touches their mind. Because mind is the house of piety and impiety both. So Krishna stole their minds by playing flute so that there is no question of piety or impiety. So the rishis who were thinking, "Are this is impious activity," Krishna said, "No, this is not impious because I have stolen their mind. And just by my contact, everything pious, impious has been vanished. So there is no question of Rasa being impious or impure. It is pure because Krishna has stolen their mind and there is no lust, material lust in the mind of the gopis. So the very question of it being an impious activity. Now, you know, some rishis were thinking, "Oh, they are meeting a Parapurusha." Krishna is saying, "Yes, I am the Parapurusha. I am, para means what? Para means other also, and para means superior. I am the most superior amongst the men, and hence the meeting of the gopis with the most superior man is allowed. It is justifiable. Just like if we meet the Prime Minister of India, anybody and everybody should hanker for that. Someday I should meet him. Similarly, I am the Parapurusha. So everybody should hanker that someday I be able to meet the Parapurusha. Their meeting with the Parapurusha is not wrong, because I am the superior person. Okay. Now when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question and Shukdev Goswami replied in this manner, now they were satisfied. Okay, now they're asking, what happened next? Now in the 17th shloka, Krishna greets them. When he's calling them, they came running, and in the 17th shloka, 10, 29, 17, Krishna greets them with very charming words. The word uses valgu vakya. Why valgu vakya? To bewilder their minds. Bewilder their minds. But now what Krishna will do? Every shloka Krishna henceforth will speak will be in two meanings, inside and outside. Just like Krishna in the 18th shloka is asking. Okay. Krishna in the 18th shloka is asking, Swagatam yo mahabhaga. He's saying, you are such great people. Swagatam, welcome. Priyam kim karanyava? Why did you come here? Vrajasi anamayam kashchid bruta agama karanam. What is the reason for your coming in this dense forest? Fortunate ladies. What may I do to please you? Is everything well in Vraja? Please tell me the reason. Are you only called and you are asking what is the reason? Yeah, here he is asking. Bruta agamana. What is your reason? Karanam. What is the reason for your coming? Is everything going well in Vraja? Okay. Now in the 19th shloka. In the 19th shloka, now he will speak every shloka in two meanings. Here is the shloka. Rajanye. Now look at these words. Now how acharyas play with the word is like very, very sweet. Rajanye. Rajanye is what? Rajani. Rajani means night. Rajanye, night. Esha ghora rupani. Krishna is saying, see, this night is so fearful. Ghora satvani nishevit, and it is populated by fearful creatures. Pratiyeta vrajam, please return. No, here stay. Don't stay here. Go back. Stribi sumatim. All ladies, you go back to your home. Now this is the external meaning. Okay. Now see how the acharyas play with the word. Now, Rajani means night. Esha. Now, what the acharyas do is, they take the A from Esha. A. That is A. Esha. A. Ghora Rupa. So, they take the A from Esha and join it to Ghora. So, it becomes Aghora. Aghora means what? It is not Ghora. It is not fearsome. Why you want to go back? Everything is all right there. This night is not ghora. This is a ghora. It's a very pleasant night. That is why I called you here for dancing with me. Okay. Rupa. Again, A. That A they connect with the ghora satvani. So, he is saying a ghora satva. It is not absolutely not populated with ghora animals. It is a ghora satva. Nishevita. And again, Nishevita, that A they will bring from Nishevita and join it to Apratyata. And they will say, he is saying Pratiyeta, Apratiyeta. So that A comes down to Pratiyeta, and that Pratiyeta becomes Apratiyeta. Krishna is saying, Apratiyeta Vrajam, no here, don't go home, stay here. So this is the internal meaning. That the acharya thing. He is indirectly saying, Esha Aghora. Esha Aghora means the night is not deadly. Rupa Aghora. Rupa Aghora. People are gentle. Vrajam Naya Pratyeta. Don't go back home because everything is under control. I am here with you. So they are understanding from both sides, but they don't understand what is exactly going on in the minds of Krishna. So they are confused. 28th shloka. He is saying that all family members are searching for you. They are in deep anxiety. Don't put them in deep anxiety. and in the here. No, this is 28th. I am speaking of 20. So 20 shloka. Yeah. So here he is saying that All your parents are in deep anxiety. So don't stay here. Don't put them in anxiety. It is not right. 23rd Shloka Krishna says, Priyante mai jantava. Don't put your dear family members into anxiety. And in 23rd Krishna says, Priyante mai jantava. I am your real family member. I am the real family member of each and every living entity. Here he's saying, last line, Priyante mai jantava. I am the most affectionate person of every living entity. So you should stay here. Externally, he is saying, oh, your loved ones are there. But he is saying, Priyante mai jantava. I am the most loved person for every living entity. You don't go here, you stay here. Then in the 24th shloka, he is saying, what is the highest duty of a woman? He is saying, women don't need to do any other thing except for serving their husbands. Here it is, the shloka. Bhartur shushrushanam strinam. Paro dharma yam yaya. He is saying, what is the paro dharma for stri? Sushrushaya, faithful service to husband. There is no better duty than the husband, serving the husband. So you go back home. But at the end, Krishna is saying, I am your real husband. Don't go. You did your Katyayani Vrat for whom? For me. Now I am standing here before you and I am desiring to have a rasa dance with you. Why are you leaving? You stay here. That is your highest dharma. Para dharma for you is to stay with me and enjoy with me the rasa dance. So this is how he is playing both sides. But now the confusion is what way to take, whether direct meaning or indirect meaning. Now in the 25th shloka, Krishna is saying, why you should not leave me? 25th shloka, next shloka. He is saying, woman should never leave her husband and I am your real husband. However disqualified he may be. So he, in this shloka, 25th shloka, he is giving six characteristics of six disqualifications of a husband. Dushila, he may be bad character. Durbhaga, he may be unfortunate. Vriddha, he may be old. Jada, he may be retarded. Rogi, he may be sick. Adhana, he may be poor. Apiva pati. Husband may have the six disqualifications. Stribi na hatavya. Stri should, the woman should not reject him. Why? Loka ipshubi apataki. Because she will not get good destination. Even after a husband having six disqualifications, you should not leave him. When I am the master and controller of the six opulence, how you can leave me? If six disqualification in a person doesn't allow, Shastra doesn't allow a woman to leave that husband, when I am filled with six opulence, six qualities, why are you leaving? You should not leave me under any situation. So Krishna is speaking both sides. Now directly on the 22nd shloka, Krishna directly instructs them saying, Shravana, Darshana, Dhyana, Mayi, Bhavo, Kirtana, Na Tata, Sannikarshena, Pratiyeta, Tatograna. He's saying, oh gopis, if you are feeling that by close association with me, you will get me. No, it is not like that. Shravana, Darshana, Dhyana, you hear about me, you take my darshan, you meditate on me. Mayi, Bhavo, Kirtana, sing my glories. Na tatha sannike karshana, not just by staying close to me. Pratiyeto tatha agrahan. So you please go back to your house. Now the gopis are really angry. Raha, we came running, leaving everything. What kind of a person are you? Now the gopis start reacting. 29th shloka. Now 29th shloka, gopis anubhav is given. Anubhav means what? Yes, here it is. So dear kritva mukhani ava shucha shvasena. Now here what is happening? They are going through certain emotions when Krishna directly, boldly said, you go back home. Now thank you, you have come and now you please go. Now what is the anubhav? What is the experience they are going through? Kritva mukhani. They place their faces downwards. Shucha, out of sorrow. Shvasanena. They were sighing, deep breath. Shushyat bimba. The red lips. Adharani were drying up. Charanena bhuvo likhyanti. And they started scratching the ground with their toenails. And the tears, ashray, falling on their bodies, were rubbing against the kumkum and washing off the kumkum. Uru dukha, great. They were feeling great unhappiness. Bhara smat tushinim, but still they were controlling the deep bhara, the feeling of burden, that Krishna separation was such a bhara. Now the acharyas, this is same thing, exactly same, just like Arjuna had gone through this experience. Drying of body, quivering of lips, trembling. No, acharyas give exclusive explanation for each and every thing that is happening here. Just like, why were the gopis scratching the earth? Charanena bo likhyanti. Likhyanti means scratching. Now, the gopis were scratching the ground because they wanted to signal Mother Earth, please open up. We are not able to bear this burden of separation from Krishna. Please take us in. And that is why they were scratching the ground, signaling, open up, Mother Earth, open up. Just like you took Sita in you, take us inside. We can't resist the separation from Krishna. So that is why they were scratching. Second reason, they were thinking that this earth has been witness to all the event that had happened from day one, from the time it was created. Everything of the history is hidden in each layer of the earth. So the gopis now were scratching the earth so that they wanted to open each layer. But why they want to open each layer of the history? Because they wanted to find out, was there a time where Krishna had rejected any other surrendered soul in the history till date? If there has been somebody whom Krishna had rejected, we will immediately leave this place. So they were scratching, trying to find out, has Krishna done this to any other jiva who is completely surrendered? So now when Krishna is saying, go back to your home, go back to your samsara, all acharyas are angry on Krishna. Now they are taking side of gopis. Now Krishna is saying, go back to samsara. The gopis are saying, okay, we are simple devotees. We don't know anybody other than you. We are completely surrendered to you. We approached you with absolute simplicity and we have accepted you as our husband. Patimme kurute namo. This is what they were chanting during the Katayani Vrata. Patimme kurute namo. We want Krishna as our husband. Okay, Krishna, we accept your orders and we go back home. But Krishna, we have heard that the Shrutis are also your wives. And the Shrutis say, anyone who has taken shelter of Krishna doesn't have to return to the samsara. Now you tell your wives that they are liars. What they are saying is false. So Shrutis, they stay in Satyaloka with Brahmaji. Now, since they have become false, tell them that just like us who cannot return home, they should also not return home because their words have become false. This is what the acharyas take side of the gopis. Okay, now why were they hanging their heads down? Mukhani, they were hanging their heads down. Why? They reminded Krishna, do you remember when you were... Kritva mukhani ava shucha, downward. Ava means downward. They were keeping their heads hanging down. Why? They wanted to remind Krishna that in difficult times, when it was difficult for you to get little butter, who would come to your rescue? We came to your rescue. You would come before us hanging your head down and beg for little butter. Just for little butter, you would hang your head down and beg that little butter from us. But see, Krishna, today we are offering everything that we have. And still we are rejected by you. That time for little butter, you used to beg from us, keeping your head down, hanging low. For little butter. But here we are offering you everything and still you are rejecting us. So what do the gopi do? Do the gopi curse Krishna? They say, no, Krishna, it is not your fault. It is the nature of love. It is the nature of the love that the beloved has all the right to test the love of his beloved. And these are the pure devotees that we are speaking. Ramya, Kachudupasana, Vrajavadu, Vargenaya, Kalpita. These are the Vrajavadus whose upasana our Gaudiya Acharyas have come to give us. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం పురాణమలం ప్రేమ పుమార్తమం. దిస్ ఇస్ ద లవ్ దట్ వి డిజైర్ బై ఫాలోయింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ ది గోపికాస్. థ్యాంక్ యూ ఆల్ సో మచ్ ఫర్ యువర్ కైండ్ పేషెంట్ హియరింగ్ అండ్ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ ఫర్ స్పీకింగ్ బియాండ్ మై రియలైజేషన్, బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ వాట్ ఐ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై సీనియర్స్. ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ రిపీటింగ్ లైక్ ఎ ప్యారెట్. కైండ్లీ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ ఫర్ ఎనీ వర్డ్ దట్ హెస్ గాన్ రాంగ్ బియాండ్ మై రియలైజేషన్. If it has hurt you or your emotions, kindly excuse me. And if you have found something good, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to senior devotees and the Acharya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful class. Well said. There are so many things, practically things you told, that like so many stuff that we have, it can keep on continuing. The only way to get out of all the thing is get into Krishna Katha deeper and deeper and deeper, so that all of our anarthas will be dovetailed in the right way. Thank you so much.
Very good.
I have one question.
Sorry.
Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
If you have a question, please go ahead, Mataji. I can ask after you.
No, I was telling about you only. You can go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Many, many points. But one basic thing, if I caught it correct, Prabhu. So for sadhakas, it's like we need to push ourselves into Krishna consciousness. And for siddhas, it is natural. Is it what, Prabhu? Okay. So my main question is, this is for my personal spiritual life, Prabhu. What I observe with myself, that when I'm chanting in the morning, I think about, especially when I'm doing the Mangal Aarti, I'm thinking about chanting. When I'm chanting, I'm thinking about cooking, I'm thinking about the next. I mean, even if it is devotional service, but I'm not present in the service that I'm doing, and rather I'm thinking about what's next. And that just continues, and days after days, and it just passed by, Prabhu. So can you please advise me something or say a few words so that, you know, I can be in the service when I'm doing it.
So your question is that you're not able to be in the present. That is what you're asking.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I'm doing something, I'm thinking of the next service that I'll be doing, you know, more focused on the next one. And when the next one comes, I'm again focused on the next one. So that is the challenge.
So that, the answer is very simple. It is, we need, going into future or going into past is the sign of mode of passion. So, and the easy way to get out of passion is to increase your sattvaguna. And sattvaguna helps us slow down. So why we are hurrying is because there is passion. And hence, while doing one service, we are thinking of the other service also. So this can be reduced by sattvaguna. So any activity that you do, if you slow down your pace, there are two things, motion and emotion. Emotion can drive you into motion, or motion can drive you into emotion. This is the loop that is given. So if you are able to understand that you are not able to focus now, then that's a very good sign, because awareness is the first gift of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So you are aware that, yes, you are not able to be in the present. That's a very good thing. Now what you have to do is you just have to slow down. You have to force again. We are sadhaka. So that force will come. So when you force yourself into slowing down, oh, let me focus on this activity. Gradually that action will turn the emotion. Your motion will change your emotion. Emotion is what, do it fast. Next. So when you force that motion, that action, it will automatically change your emotion also, and you will gradually become settled down, and you will do that same devotional activity in a steadier manner, in a slower manner.
Thank you so much, bro, because recently I heard in a lecture that siddhas, they are very present when they are doing. They are aware of what they are doing. They are not, like, their mind is not. Like for me, I might be, you know, giving, I'll be blowing the conch, but I forget whether I blew it 3 times or 2 times. That shows that my mind is not there. But I was hearing in a lecture for the siddhas, it is never like that. They are very much aware of what they are doing. So yes, thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for that question. It looks like there are no other questions from any.
Here, Prabhuji has asked one question. Vinayak Singh, he has asked, we have listened that God is one who sanctions all our desires. Why he sanctions our wrong desires? Why we still commit wrong deeds? That's the shloka that we took from Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter. It is not he forces, it is our swabhavas tu pravartate. Pravartan or action that is committed by an entity is not because of Krishna. Krishna is just a sanctioner. He doesn't interfere. Krishna has 5th chapter, if you read, it will be very clear for you. Krishna has said that I don't interfere in anybody's action and reaction. I am just a sanctioner. If you have 1 lakh rupees to buy a vehicle worth 1 lakh rupees, it's your choice. But what will happen if you have the habit of buying every time a vehicle of 1 lakh rupees is, if you don't have 1 lakh rupees, then you will not be able to function properly. It has become your swabhava, it has become your habit. So one event when it comes in our life, if we are not able to respond to it positively, every time we'll start responding to it negatively, negatively, negatively. And that is where a person commits a negative act because it has become a swabhava. And to change the swabhava, we have association of devotees, which helps us change the swabhava. So swabhavas tu pravartate, swabhava is the reason for wrong action, not Krishna is... Krishna is not the reason. 5th chapter makes it very clear.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. There is one more. Yeah. Gail. Gail Mataji, can go ahead with your question.
Hi, Krishna. I just wanted you to repeat that, I guess, kind of analogy or whatever. When you were, I think it was Narada Muni, he was giving the example of the bird, in terms of hankering, you know, for the beloved. First the bird, then the cat. So can you explain how, as you go from one animal to the next, and then finally to the wife, how it's like progressive.
Yeah, that is in Vritrasur's example. Baby bird, small calf, 6/11/26. Yes, this is the shloka. So here, the baby bird is completely dependent on the mother, right? His mother has to feed him everything. And when he grows up, he immediately leaves his mother. So all what he gets from his mother, and he uses it for his personal use, and he leaves. This is like a karmakandi sadhaka. Then we have a small calf. His mother feeds him. He stays with his mother for some time. He gives enjoyment to his mother also. But ultimately, when he is full, he leaves his mother. But the wife example is given to show the intensity. Now, all the above two examples also have intensity. When a bird's baby is chirping, it is chirping so loudly for his mother. It's chirping so loud. But why is he chirping? He wants to fill his belly. Why is the calf crying? He's crying so loudly because fill my belly. But wife's moroseness, vishannam mana, her moroseness in mind is because she wants to render service to the husband who is away. Similarly, he is feeling, my dear Lord, you are there in Vaikuntha. I am here. I am feeling that separation. I want to come there and serve you personally. So these are the three examples that he gives.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Just one other thing is that, trying to understand how when we perform our karmic activities, and the reactions that we get to those, Krishna has nothing to do with those things. But at the same time, karma is his law. So it seems at least to that extent, he does have something to do.
He does have some?
Something to do with our reactions, because it's by his law that we are experiencing our reactions to our karma. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it seems like it's not that he is completely, you know, uninvolved with the karmic reactions of the living entities. He's, you know, the material nature is only following his orders.
Correct.
So it seems, you know, it doesn't seem like totally accurate to say that he has nothing at all to do with.
Yeah, no. That's true. Now, if some person, he steals something from somebody's house, should he be punished or should he not be punished?
Yes, he should be punished.
Why?
Because you did the crime, you have to do the time.
Correct. Exactly. Similarly, the point is reformation. The point is not punishment. Krishna has made the laws of nature to reform the living entity. It is not about punishment. That is one thing. And second thing is, law of nature mostly, what we feel is just like law of this society are created by the government. And the government, if they feel the person is suitable to be forgiven, just like here in India, we had one bandit queen. She had killed like many people, but then she surrendered to the government. And when she surrendered to the government, that same bandit queen, the same dacoit, she became the member of parliament here. She was the lawmaking authority in India. But when did all this happen? When she accepted her crime, and then she was ready to reform herself, the government said, okay, we'll relieve you of all your past. So yes, Krishna has made it, and Krishna can give that relief from the karmic background, but provided we take the reformatory process very sincerely, and for reformation, these laws are made, then Krishna can surely interfere.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll stop here, Mati.
Thank you so much. We'll pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all Vaishnavas.
Hare Krishna, Lalita Mataji and Dinvandu.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. God darshan of Mataji and Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.